Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy is blasting mainstream media coverage of former President Trump's surrender to authorities in Atlanta yesterday. Ramaswamy said this is an indictment not of Donald Trump, but of our national civic health. He's accused the Biden administration of charging Trump to stop him from running for president. President Trump calls this election interference by his political opponents. U.S. officials are condemning North Korea's attempt to launch a spy satellite. A spokesman for the National Security Council called the move a brazen violation of multiple U.N. Security Council resolutions and says it raises tensions in the region. North Korea's second attempt to launch a satellite into orbit failed yesterday due to a malfunction. A group of Russian militants who fought for Ukraine are calling on the Wagner mercenaries to switch sides and revenge the death of Yevgeny Prigozhin. Russian authorities say the Wagner leader died Wednesday in a plane crash north of Moscow. The crash came 2 months after Prigozhin and the Wagner group staged a mutiny against Russian forces, and it's widely believed that his death was in retaliation for that mutiny. A suspect is in custody for allegedly leaving a possible exploding toilet outside a shopping mall near Los Angeles, California. Police say shoppers were evacuated from a mall in Glendale, California, Thursday night after a suspicious toilet was left outside a movie theater and a note on the toilet suggested it could be a bomb. The Los Angeles County Bomb Squad was brought in and set up an X-ray machine to see inside the toilet, and it was determined to be empty. Police did make an arrest of a male suspect a short time later. The original banana split wasn't created in an ice cream parlor, but in a pharmacy. Stuff you need to know on National Banana Split Day. USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
NASA and SpaceX are pushing back the launch of 4 astronauts to the International Space Station. The launch that was scheduled for early this morning from Cape Canaveral, Florida, won't happen until tomorrow at the earliest. NASA said in a statement the launch target is now 3:27 a.m. Eastern Saturday. Lego is now selling Braille versions of its toy bricks.
The toy maker said the release of the Braille bricks marks a significant milestone in the development of more inclusive learning through play experiences. The Lego Braille bricks Play with Braille set will feature both Braille and printed letters, numbers, and symbols on each brick. English and French versions of the set are now available to pre-order on Lego's website. The release comes ahead of World Blind Awareness Month in October. I'm Mark Mayfield.
West Nile virus is the leading cause of viral disease spread by insects in the United States.
A study, every state but one and Washington, D.C., reported more than 3,000 cases of arboviral disease that occurred domestically. Just over 2,900 were West Nile virus, and 227 of them died. The disease spreads when mosquitoes bite infected birds and then people. I'm Brian Shook.
The GOP-led House Judiciary Committee is launching an investigation into Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis. Yesterday, they asked her for communications she's had with the U.S. Justice Department leading up to recent indictments. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, I guess it's turning into be a funny Friday, so to speak, here. And we got Liz Peek. She's going to get us through some of the hilarity. Good morning, Liz. How are you?
Good morning. I'm always happy to join you. Thank you.
Hey, great to have you here. Right off the bat, you've got Fani Willis. What is she doing? Is she in control of the Atlanta Fed GDP? She's futzing with the numbers or something? What is going on here?
That's a weird connection. Hadn't occurred to me. No, I don't think she has anything to do with it. But I got to tell you, it's a very, very strange moment in that I just tweeted this out, that the if your listeners are following the economic debate, we have the Atlanta Fed GDP just basically takes, they have a model, they take in all the current and most recent economic data and put out a projection of what it means for growth in the quarter that we're in, which is the third quarter, and they're up real GDP up at 5.9%. That would be a stunning quarter or year in any country ever, including China right now. But it's completely at odds with what the professional economists are saying, and they're looking for a downturn. So I've never seen such a divergence between what the pros are thinking and what's sort of happening on the ground, Bill. I think investors are confused. That's why we have big up days, big down days, because they really have no idea what to expect going forward. And we're going to hear this morning from Jay Powell, chairman of the Federal Reserve. He'll make some statements, presumably, about his outlook, and everybody's pretty riveted by that, even though the Fed's been dead wrong.
Exactly.
Everybody's been wrong. Everyone's been wrong. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, you see, and everybody, all the husbands are telling their wives, see, honey, I told you it wasn't that bad. It's actually better.
Actually, my husband's saying, no, it really is bad. Don't go shopping.
Well, there has to be some restraint somewhere, because certainly speaking of Atlanta, here you got this mugshot of our former president. He kind of channeled his Stanley Kubrick. Did you kind of like that pose?
Actually, I thought it was. I don't know what to make of it, honestly.
I know. I'm like you. I'm like you about it, Liz. I think it's so goofy. But see, I just got to try to pull something out of it that lightens the load here, because this is so serious.
I don't disagree, and it is serious. Mm-hmm. And so Donald Trump kind of having a little bit of a clownish expression. Okay, I think he's meant to sort of signal that he's a fighter. He's going to fight this thing. Honestly, I despair. I despair for Donald Trump. I despair that all of this drama is doing exactly what the Democrats wanted, which is to secure his position in the nomination. Absolutely their game plan. They want him to be the candidate, and then they will relentlessly beat up on him in every possible way so that he can't win in the general election. I think the really interesting question is, Bill, can he win? I don't know. That is the only thing Republicans should be trying to figure out at this point. The reality is you've got a majority of the country saying that under no circumstances would they vote for Donald Trump. I don't know how you win an election in that situation.
Well, you know, you always have that situation of then versus now. They said that to Donald Trump, you know, about Donald Trump in 2015. And then
his unfavorables, and I just went through all the polls going back years and years. Seriously, he's never been as disliked by such a large number of Americans as he is right now. A lot of people were indifferent to him. They certainly didn't know that, you know, they didn't expect him to be president. And they, and let's face it, 2016 was a razor thin margin of victory. It was enough.
Right.
And it was thin. I think he's worse off now, but he's also facing off against a guy with epically low approval ratings. If Joe Biden is the candidate, I'd say it's a toss-up, and I think that's literally where we are.
Yeah, I guess I'm still having a hard time getting my brain around this deal, and it's just where I'm at. I mean, I just Joe Biden, you know, from day one, and of course, you know, we just saw what he did in Maui and his disconnect from reality. And of course, it's very personal for me because my daughter lives there, and on the ground floor, I got to tell you, Liz, the people in Maui, and I told my daughter, I go, look at, you know, the Hawaiian Islands voted en masse for Joe Biden. And the rest of the Democrats, you know, can see what's going on. It's like, hey, 82 million people voted for Joe Biden. And, like, you're surprised. I think there was clearly enough evidence of who Joe Biden is. And then, of course, even more so because of his mental acuity and lack thereof right now.
Well, I guess people knew who he was. I actually kind of would dispute that, too. I'm in a contentious frame of mind. I think people thought that Joe Biden was a decent, boring, traditional politician, and that's kind of what a run-of-the-mill moderate, that's what they wanted after four turbulent years of Donald Trump. Turns out he is none of those things. He's not a decent guy. You know, more than one piece has come out now talking about how he screams at people, you know, young people don't want to go into his office because they're so afraid that they're going to get yelled at.
Right.
You know, he's not a good family guy. We saw that with how he treated his illegitimate granddaughter. A lot of people have piled on him about that. And now suddenly, you know, he's acknowledging her existence. He's not a good guy. He's not a moderate. He's a political opportunist who lies all the time. And the good news is to me, Americans are not stupid. They are onto this guy.
Yeah.
And so his negatives, if you will, his negative or his approval ratings are one thing. They're awful. But his favorables in terms of really not liking this guy have gone way up since 2020. So if it is really Trump v. Biden, it's a very different race. One thing that worries me is, again, that all of this has been scripted by Democrats and it's coming out exactly how they had hoped. Where Trump is going to be unbelievably distracted at best by all
my goodness,
entanglement.
Yeah, exactly. Harry, and then on top of that, Liz, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and it's going to siphon off an enormous amount of money. And, you know, people aren't really looking at that, but, you know, campaigns cost money. And so far, this just in 6 months, he spent $40 million on legal fees. And that's just beginning.
Exactly. Now, there's no doubt, and the Democrats are real good at you know, projecting an image of the opposing candidate, and they've been working on Trump for 5+ years. You know, and it goes back to what I said earlier. You know, who told you to hate Trump? And it's almost like this guy needs a PR campaign, you know, to really tell some stories to kind of balance out all the negative stuff that's been put out there, you know, by the administrative state, by social media. I mean, he's back on X, he's back on Twitter, you know, this morning. And I mean, the power of this man's influence, I mean, he hasn't been on it. And all of a sudden, he's got 163,000. You know, people that have reposted his, you know, his statement on Twitter. This is the force that he is. But you're exactly right. I mean, if there's going to be any kind of opportunity for him, he's got to handle this, you know, this negative pile on of, you know, reporting and perception and narrative that the Democrats and social media and the administrative state have placed on him, because they don't want him in that position, Liz.
Oh, no question. And yeah. To your point, they have basically created a caricature of
exactly.
who Donald Trump
yeah, wait,
is.
Hey, I mean, let's go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from Liz Peek after this. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Welcome back. Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, former Wall Street analyst, continues with us. Liz, as we were talking about, you know, where the country is right now, I mean, you talk about a crisis. I think this thing is unraveling in so many ways. I mean, you've got, you know, the Biden family, the continuing investigations going there, Donald Trump in and out of his legal challenges and indictments, and, of course, yesterday topped off with, you know, a booking and you know, going to jail in Atlanta, of all places. Did you see some of the footage where they were showing the inside of the jail and what a mess that was? Did you see that?
No, I did not.
Oh, Liz, it's disgusting. And, the left must have just think, oh, my God, if we could get Donald Trump, because they were showing pictures. There was a young man who died that jail, in Fulton County Jail, not that long ago. And he was, basically, they said he was covered with lice and all kinds of bed bugs.
Oh,
he basically, he had died of neglect. And they showed his cell. You could not believe it. It was a pig cell. Go ahead.
How is that not something that someone's going after? I mean, that's outrageous.
Mm-hmm. It is. But see, this is a problem, like you were saying earlier. There are so many things right now. See, this is what happens when you have a constitutional republic that's totally, you know, disanchored. There's absolute chaos at every turn, you know, and there's no semblance of order. And this is the thing. I mean, I believe America is starting to see, like you said, see what's going on. And as they're starting to see, there's this level of desperation that's, I believe, is amping up. Because it's not getting better.
Yeah, no, and I think increasing numbers of people are feeling the effects of what Biden has done, and I think that's extremely important. For example, the open border. We're all getting used to this. It's been 2 or 3 years now that we've had just an unfettered flow of people into this country illegally, millions of them, and absolutely no response from the federal government. The good news is, New Yorkers are fed up. People in Illinois are fed up. People in Pennsylvania are fed up. The good news is, even in blue states, the impact of this, I mean, we're about to open schools in New York City. There's been no accommodation made for the, what is it now, 59,000 people that are living in New York who are illegal. What are their kids going to be doing? I mean, what schools are they going to? Do we have enough Spanish language speakers, et cetera, et cetera? There is no response. It is completely disheveled. And again, parents are angry. Taxpayers are angry. That's a very good thing. And the other thing, of course, that is impacting all Americans is that costs are so much higher. Prices of everything. Housing affordability, the worst since 1997. So any young person who's starting a family wants to own a house. It has almost never been a worse time to buy a house. So that's good, right? Because people need to kind of have this hit them before they say, whoa, I may have voted for this guy. He is not my guy any longer. I need to change the direction.
Well, even the blue state policies, like you said, we're going to be a sanctuary state or a sanctuary city.
Yes.
Well, did you really think that out? You know, Mayor Adams, did you guys really think about what would happen? And now you've been, in a sense, you've been flooded, but not like some of these other states, not like Arizona, not like California. It's just out of control. And the fact that even the Democrats would want to hold up Gavin Newsom as a possible alternative, who has absolutely destroyed the golden state of California, and you want to elevate him? I mean, this is the Peter Principle all over again.
but you know, they don't. There is no accountability in Democratic politics. That's actually a fair statement, I think. Mm. People don't have to pay their student loans because, just because you signed on the dotted line doesn't mean you're held accountable. People don't go to jail even if they mug somebody and assault them and put them in the hospital because, that was probably just a mistake. And, the guy's had 35 prior offenses. Who cares? Let's not put him in jail. There is no accountability, and there's no accountability at the top either. It is really true. You're not responsible. Joe Biden has yet to take responsibility for the tsunami of $6 trillion in federal spending that led to the worst inflation in 40 years. He's not responsible. It's corporations making too much money, or it's the supply chain, or it's Vladimir Putin. It's never Joe Biden, although it is Joe Biden. He's the one that has stomped on our domestic energy output, caused energy prices to go up around the world. It's amazing.
On day one, Liz. Exactly.
Yeah, his priority is to, and do you know, with all that's happened, and you would think somebody in the White House would say, this really isn't working, Mr. President. Last week, they imposed new regulations on offshore drillers to make it harder to produce oil. In the same week that they went to Venezuela again and said, hey, we're going to lift sanctions on some of your on some of your activities if you increase your oil production. Can you please? Isn't it unbelievable? And yet, most Americans have no idea that all this is going on.
Well, that's the thing that's so astounding to that exact point. I mean, and that's, I guess, why we get up to, you know, you got 46% of the country saying that they would vote for Joe Biden again, and they think he's doing a good job, fair to middling or whatever type of, you know, number. And you go, wait, where are these 46? I don't run into them. Of course, I'm in Florida, so there could be an imbalance there.
You've chosen well. I run into them in New York, and their rationale, Bill, it makes me crazy, is, well, I don't like what Biden's doing. They're not stupid people. They get he's a terrible president, but Donald Trump is worse. That's the bottom line. I can't stand the personality, so I'm not going to vote for the policies.
Well, and it's interesting, too, because occasionally when I get a response like that, I know better. I just back away. I just let them talk. Yeah. I don't say anything. Occasionally, I will say, why? Who told you that? Based on what? I mean, help me understand. I mean, I really want to hear your position. Why is it that you're so adamant against him? Well, he's just, you know, and then they go through this bumper sticker litany of problems that the media has told them that they should believe about Donald Trump. And if you try to balance and go, do you realize he didn't take one paycheck when he was president? Do you realize that we were energy independent? Did you realize that more people were working? Did you realize that housing was more affordable during that period? Look, I get it. I mean, I Donald Trump is a unique individual. I'm not sure a lot of us would enjoy going out to lunch with him or having a bro beer with him or something. But, that's okay. Yeah.
On the contrary, I think you'd enjoy it very, very much. I mean, I think you probably wouldn't want to be in a difficult financial planning session with him because I think he's disruptive, et cetera. But I think in terms of having a beer with him, yeah, he's your guy.
Yeah, he'd be
to your point, here's Joy Reid yesterday, or at least on Twitter, going off on Donald Trump. What a vile, racist, anti-democracy buffoon he was. Okay, the racist thing is what really gets my goat because, honestly, that was a manufactured narrative. The Democrats, starting with his completely appropriate idea that some people coming across the border illegally were rapists and thieves, which, by the way, they are not.
Exactly.
All. And, you know, guess what? That started this whole racist narrative. And then you had the thing in Charlottesville where he said some of the people were good people. Yeah, some of the people out there protesting to keep historic monuments were good people. You know, and they took these little out-of-context data points and created this incredible architecture where Donald Trump is racist. And
that's
honestly,
my point. Exactly.
I do know it about him in New York because I'm a New Yorker. There is no indication at all that the guy is a racist. And in fact, a lot of people who work for him say it's the stupidest thing they ever heard.
Yes, exactly. And they always speak of his generosity and that. So, it is this narrative. It is what the Democrats have done time and again. I thought it was interesting that a big miss regarding the debate. Nobody talked about human trafficking, Liz.
Yeah.
I didn't hear one word about human trafficking. Young girls being trafficked into our country.
You didn't hear nearly enough about Joe Biden at the GOP debate. I've got a piece coming out later on The Hill saying that the real winner actually was Joe Biden because everyone went after each other. Who talked about Joe Biden? Nobody.
Exactly.
Nobody even mentioned his corruption issue. I mean, I thought that was stupid.
Yeah. Well, it was a lost opportunity, and that's why MSNBC was saying the big winner of the debate was Joe Biden, to your point.
Did they say that? Because I didn't even see that.
No, clearly. Yeah, clearly they had said that. Yeah, said that he was the big winner, so no big surprise here. Liz Peek, have a great weekend. Thank you for being with us.
Appreciate it. Bill. You too.
You take care. All right.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money.
Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless. Available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit StraightTalk.com.
In a single moment, everything can change.
When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
USA News Update. Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy is blasting mainstream media coverage of former President Trump's surrender to authorities in Atlanta yesterday. Ramaswamy said this is an indictment not of Donald Trump, but of our national civic health. He's accused the Biden administration of charging Trump to stop him from running for president. President Trump calls this election interference by his political opponents. U.S. officials are condemning North Korea's attempt to launch a spy satellite. A spokesman for the National Security Council called the move a brazen violation of multiple U.N. Security Council resolutions and says it raises tensions in the region. North Korea's second attempt to launch a satellite into orbit failed yesterday due to a malfunction. Today is officially National Banana Split Day. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Here is always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Time for DeRoy Murdoch, the Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how you doing, buddy?
I'm not bad, Bill. How about yourself?
Well, like you, I mean, so much going on, so many indictments flying around, all this crazy stuff. And, you know, President Trump says, come Monday, I'm going to lay out my case. I'm going to lay out the case and all this election fraud that was going on in Georgia. And I'm going to give you conclusive proof. We can't wait.
Yeah, this is great. I'm not sure what he's going to unveil, and I hope it's something that, you know, he's got whatever proof he can demonstrate. You know, one of the frustrations I have, and you, and I'm sure many of our listeners do, whenever the issue of vote fraud comes up, the left will say, oh, there's no evidence, no evidence. And then you say, well, how about these affidavits? How about these eyewitnesses? How about these actual documents? They say, oh, no evidence. I mean, I don't know if we need to find a videotape of Joe Biden saying, you need to steal the election or I will kill you. I'll send my son Hunter to mow you down a machine gun on camera. This year. Where's the evidence? So I'm not sure what, if anything, you ever can show these people to convince them that, A, vote fraud is real, B, it's very serious, C, it might have in fact stolen the 2020 election for the Democrats. I think at bare minimum we should be honest, everybody, left, middle, and right, to be honest about looking at this. And maybe if it turns out, okay, it's a problem, maybe it wasn't sufficient, fine, but the left just dismisses this as it's a conspiracy theory. Well, you know, if you believe it's a conspiracy theory, take a look at the Heritage Foundation's website. They have a fantastic tally of vote fraud criminal convictions, not allegations or indictments, actual convictions. And I believe that number is somewhere around 1,100, 1,200 criminal convictions for election fraud. And so this is a serious problem, and I hope President Trump has serious examples of this, and maybe that will begin to turn the tide on all this nonsense.
Well, like you said, DeRoy, evidence has been out there. The mainstream media, social media, oligarchs, everybody has participated with this in much the same way as the Hunter Biden laptop. It's just Russian disinformation. They invalidate it. You can't talk about it. There's some networks that you go on, you know, they don't want to hear about it. They are convinced that the election was legitimate, and that's in the face of 62% of America, DeRoy, that says they believe it's bogus. They believe that shenanigans took place, and we have not spent one dime, one iota of a dime of taxpayers' money to prove, you know, to prove anything different about the 2020 election. But boy, we sure spent a ton of money on January 6th, didn't we?
Absolutely correct. Yeah, we spent a lot of money on January 6th. There was, in fact, an election fraud commission that President Trump launched. He put Mike Pence in charge of it. He brought in an old friend of mine named Chris Kobach, who I believe at the moment is the Attorney General of Kansas. He was, before that, the I believe he was Secretary of State of Kansas, if I remember correctly. And they met for a little while, but they tried to get evidence. They tried to get voter rolls from around the country to compare the voter rolls with the number of people who voted and so on. And a lot of states didn't want to cooperate. So from what I understand, Mike Pence just threw his hands up in the air and said, okay, whatever, let's just drop this. The whole thing went away, which is kind of the Mike Pence turn the other cheek mentality. Right. You know, let's be nice rather than let's fight back, which is exactly the wrong approach we need in a president, particularly a conservative Republican president these days. And so we didn't get to the bottom of this as we should have.
Exactly.
Look, even if you don't believe that people were stuffing the ballot box and dropping off trash bags full of ballots at 4:30 in the morning, we know for a fact, and I can show you the actual ads that ran for things like something called, I think it was called Voting in the Park or Ballots in the Park, something like this in Wisconsin, where they set up these areas where, like on a Saturday or Sunday in October, you could come in and bring your ballots, fill them out in the park, drop them off, and these people would pick them up and take them into the register of voters. Well, that sounds like a really nice public service. Well, guess what? Mm-hmm. It's against the law in Wisconsin. Wisconsin law says if you're a voter, you either can go to the polls and drop your ballot off at you know, on election day, or you can come in early, go to an early voting center, but you the voter, not your wife or your boyfriend or girlfriend or mistress or whatever, bring in the ballot. Now, you, the voter, need to drop your ballot off, period. Now, maybe that's a terrible law, maybe it's cruel, maybe it's racist, I don't know, but that's the law. And
exactly.
they if they want to change it, they need to change the law. So all those, hey, let's go vote in the park things were illegal, against the law, and then gathering those ballots and dropping them off in chunks, in handfuls, was against the law. So there's vote fraud right there, and there are photographs of these events, there are ads for these events, so if nothing else, we know that fraud happened. And there are many other things that were done in the name of, oh, COVID emergency, that various states did that were against the law, that were passed by judges, county commissioners, whatever, and not by the state legislatures, which is the only way you can change these vote laws. And
so also against the law. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, against the Constitution. So we know, if nothing else, we know that many of those quote-unquote official actions that took place, in fact, were illegal. And whether or not you believe in, you know, out-of-state vans showing up at 5 a.m. when nobody's looking. So, yes, there was fraud. There were illegalities. There were things completely wrong and against the law in the 2020 election, whether the left wants to admit it or not. It happened, and they could, when they say it didn't, they are L-Y-I-N-G lying to the American people.
Exactly. And why would you coordinate a massive shutdown of critical swing states all at the same time? We're going to shut down counting. Every one of them. I mean, if you had one, okay, but six, DeRoy? I mean, what are you supposed to deduce from that? Like, all that's kosher? It's all legitimate?
Yeah, I remember very well. I was here in New York City. The New York Young Republicans Club was doing a election night watch party. I was there with some friends, and we're all watching the turns coming in slowly but surely. And right about 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, all of a sudden we stopped seeing the results. And we're looking at each other after like 10, 15 minutes. Hey, no updates. Usually every few minutes they give you a fresh batch of numbers from Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, whatever. And 11:15, no new numbers. 11:30, no new numbers. 11:45, and we're looking at each other like, what's going on here? And then simultaneously, all these states said, oh, we're tired. We're going home now. We're looking at each other like, no, you don't go home. You count the ballots until you have a winner, and then you go home exhausted at, you know, 6, 7 in the morning, but that's what you do every 4 years.
Right.
That's the job. And so, sorry, honey, if you're tired, have some more coffee and wake up. You know, you signed up for it, and this is how we've done it for years and years. But all of a sudden, oh, we're sleepy. We're going to go home and start voting, start the count again tomorrow. We're looking looking at what on earth is going on here. Like you said, it wasn't just one state. It was six or seven or eight states pretty much simultaneously. What on earth was that? And then all of a sudden, you know, 5 a.m, oh, look, all sudden, they call them ballot dumps. What's this with dumping ballots like garbage? Oh, look, ballot dump. Oh, look, there's a big spike for Biden. Oh, Biden's ahead. It looks like he's beaten Trump in one state after another. So that was, at a bare minimum, highly suspicious, if not outright illegal. And you're right, we've not spent one dime looking into this and trying to figure out what's going on here. And look, there may be totally innocent explanations for all of this, but let's at least investigate it and determine, yes, it looked funny, but it was really legit. Otherwise, what happens is the American public thinks that it's a rigged system, that the elections are cooked, and that sort of thing just, like Drano, corrodes confidence in our public institutions, which is not good for anybody.
Well, on top of that, you have a president who comes in, turns the economy on its head, and creates all kinds of pain for everybody, and that further questions his legitimacy, doesn't it?
I think it does. I mean, we had an economy that was thriving beautifully until COVID-19 came in and ruined everything. That's just what COVID did. But we had, up until then, the most expansive, robust economy in 50, 60 years. We had the lowest black, Hispanic, and Asian unemployment on record. We had the lowest female unemployment rate since the Eisenhower era. We had black poverty fall to its lowest point ever. I think the poverty rating overall was the lowest ever. We were not just energy independent. We've become energy dominant, the number one energy producer in the world in just a matter of a few years. We saw tremendous increases in productivity, innovation, workers getting promotions and raises, and so on and so on. And this was tremendous. And unfortunately, even Xi Jinping had other plans for us, and the beautiful coronavirus came out of Wuhan, China, and wrecked everything. But even after that, we saw the economy beginning to rebound towards the end of the Trump administration. I think when he left, inflation was 1.4%. I think that was the number. We're now at more than double that. Gas prices are $2.39 a gallon when Trump left. I think they're at about $3.80, $3.85 right now, and so on and so on. So, yeah, Joe Biden's come in and made a complete hash of everything he's touched, and I don't see anything getting any better as every day of the Biden era goes on.
Got to go to break. More from DeRoy after this. Stay with us. 3-2.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. DeRoy Murdoch continues with us, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. We continue to look at the border, and the border is only symptomatic and a direct example of everything that is Biden, from Bidenomics to even the people that he's surrounded by. DeRoy, is there anybody in his cabinet, anybody associated with this administration that you can say, thank God, I'm glad they're there? I mean, seriously.
The question you're asking, Bill, is there one adult in the room?
Yes.
Wow. I'm thinking off the top of my head, well, certainly not Kamala Harris. I wouldn't say Secretary of State Blinken. I would say Secretary of Energy Buttigieg. Certainly not Merrick Garland, who's basically somewhere between consigliere to Biden. It's not the campaign manager for Biden,
right.
Harris 2024. No, off the top of my head, I can't think of anybody around him who isn't causing tremendous destruction of this country right now. Or just like Karine Jean-Pierre, you know, certifiably, visibly, obviously incompetent. No, I can't think of anybody off, certainly not John Kerry, or the global warming czar. I can't think of anybody around Joe Biden who I think is either doing any good or at least mitigating the bad. Not off the top of my head.
In your lifetime, has there ever been an administration that has been so loaded with incompetence that you couldn't answer a basic question like this? I don't know of one.
I wish they were just incompetent. I think what we have here is again, people who deliberately are making the government as large as possible, spending as much money as they can, regulating everything from gas stoves to giving away student canceling. Student debt or trying to cancel student debt. We've got the Department of Justice running very efficiently, I'd say, running a two-track justice system, what I call a heaven and hell justice system, heaven for Democrats, hell for Republicans. And this is being done deliberately. I wish these people were merely incompetent. I mean, you look at a guy like Jimmy Carter, who I think was incompetent. I don't think he really meant to do a lot of the harm that he did. Some of it was deliberate, but I think a lot of it was just in over his head. But I think these people know exactly what they're doing. These are, at least, hardcore left-wing socialists, if not full-blown cultural Marxists. And to look across the board from the economy, which they're, I think you spent federal spending as a share of U.S. GDP is like 25%, which is not an all-time high, maybe the highest since World War II. You look at things like all their sort of playing footsies with the Iranians. You look at the Justice Department and the justice system imploding. All the issues like gender theory and gee, Johnny, you know, you're not really a boy, you're a girl. And Sally, you're not a girl, you're a boy. They're promoting all that stuff. complain about this before school board. They're declared domestic terrorists. No, these aren't just incompetent, gee, we don't know what we're doing. These are very deliberate, specific, far-left policies that these mm-hmm. people are implementing and implementing with, I think, quite a bit of focus and energy and robustness. And this is why you say another year and a half of this will be calamitous, and 5.5 more years of this, if God forbid, Joe Biden he is reelected or Gavin Newsom replaces him or someone like this. The Democrat Party is not a middle-of-the-road or even just liberal party. This is a far-left, radical, culturally Marxist party today. And
they really are, DeRoy, and I hope you know the people are hearing what you're saying, because you know this isn't about let's just go on political overload here. I mean, these are card-carrying Marxists. I mean, Trevor Loudon, who's done a deep dive on our elected officials, has declared that over 100 elected officials in Congress are socialist. They're democratic socialists. So I don't even know how they even put their hand on the Bible and take a vow to protect our country against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and protect our Constitution when they have their fingers crossed and they're saying, you know, I don't believe in the Constitution. And as you pointed out earlier, they just go ahead and forget the Constitution. And so what if it's remedied 2-3 years down the road, you know, like Harry Reid said, you know, about Mitt Romney. Well, he didn't get elected president. So, you know, the ends justify the means, right?
I think that's absolutely correct. And you look at for example, these prosecutions against President Trump and his supporters, the indictments that we've seen.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Let's go get the weed whacker. Who's the weed whacker at Mar-a-Lago? Put him under indictment. Let's indict him, too. Oh, my goodness.
No, exactly. Yeah, exactly. You know, maybe the butler. The butler did it.
Yeah, right.
Into the pile. But, you know, you've got things like you go through this indictment that came out of Georgia just back, I guess, what, a week ago or a little more. Mm-hmm. And the things that are considered criminal in this indictment are just absolutely stunning. You've got these so-called acts. There are 161 different acts that Fannie Willis, the Fulton County DA, included in her indictment. And these are things that I would consider free speech. For example, Act 1, the very first one on here, on or about the 4th day of November 2020, Donald John Trump made a nationally televised speech falsely declaring victory in the 2020 presidential election. Approximately 4 days earlier, Donald John Trump discussed a draft speech with an unindicted co-conspirator. Now it's criminal for the President of the United States to deliver a speech to the nation and then discuss a draft speech with a staff member or an advisor. This is against the law now.
Right,
later
exactly.
On, there's another one of these things in here. He goes on a Twitter message that says, quote, Georgia hearings now on OANN. Amazing. So it's now a felony for the President of the United States to urge people to watch a live broadcast. I mean, this is incredible. I mean, these people,
exactly.
They have no regard for the law, no regard for the Constitution, no regard for the First Amendment. It's all about stop Trump, and if we need to shred the Constitution in the process, so
be it.
So this is
exactly.
Not the behavior you'd see out of, you know, Robert F. Kennedy when he was Attorney General, or probably even Janet Reno, I don't think, would have taken things this far under Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and who said that the statements that he made were false? In your perception, you don't agree with what he said. He doesn't agree with what you said. Okay? So what makes it true? What makes it false? Only because you said so?
Correct. And even if they were false, it's not against the law to get up and say something false. You know, I could get up and say, you know, Santa Claus really runs the Federal Reserve Board, and he's the one deciding mm-hmm. what interest rates are.
Yeah,
that's not true. Do I expect the police to come in and kick the door down and put me in handcuffs because I just said something untrue on a national radio program? I sure hope not. Now, it's one thing if it's false and you know that, as I just said, I could say something false and not know it. I could say something to you that's not accurate. I think it's correct, but it's actually wrong, and I'm going to get indicted for this. Now, it could be that all of these vote fraud allegations, I think they're true. Donald J. Trump's mm-hmm. company thought they were true. Maybe they're wrong. Maybe we're all mistaken. But if you say something sincerely, which is wrong, but you're mistaken about it, that's called making a mistake. That's not called engaging in fraud. And I think the people who are indicted, I think they're correct. Maybe these people are all wrong. Maybe they're confused. Maybe they've got bad information. But I think when they advance this whole idea that, look, hey, the election was stolen in Georgia, we want relief from the government for being robbed, I think these people were sincerely believe that. I personally think we're right. Maybe we're all completely confused and crazy. But I think that when these folks said that, it was not a fraudulent act. I think they really believed that the election was stolen, or at least was very fishy and strange and weird.
Well, 62% of America believes that, DeRoy. And look at all the money we've spent on January 6th, right? And the predicate for January 6th was what happened back in November. We've not spent, that I'm aware of, one dime of the people's money to really say, hey, look, can we check this out? But, you know, you can't, because Donald Trump, you know, for example, Ukraine, he just says, hey, I, this thing smells like there could be some corruption here. Can you check that out? And he gets impeached. Just for posing the question, right? So
question.
Now we're back to your original point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and isn't it funny that he got impeached because he said, hey, you know, there might be something fishy going on with the Bidens and Burisma and so on. And guess what? It turns out there's something very fishy about the Bidens and Burisma, just like Trump said. And all he said was, you know, if you find anything about this, let us know. He didn't say, hey, if you don't do this, you're not going to get any aid from us, or you won't be allowed to visit the United States, or we're going to attack Ukraine. He never said anything like this.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, well, you know, the aid was delayed. I think it showed up 4, 5, 6 weeks later. And as a matter of fact, Zelensky said he didn't consider there was any delay because he wasn't expecting that money to come in any sooner than it did. And guess what?
He'd been programmed by, by Obama Biden. How long were they sitting and waiting on, you know, some help? And of course, let's throw a billion-dollar holdout, you know, just to, juice up the system even more. So he was trained quite well. And here Donald Trump surprises him and actually is a man of his word and, helps out Ukraine in a more expeditious manner. But, you know, this thing is just amazing. And the other thing, too, what comes to mind, DeRoy, the FBI knew. They knew all this stuff, and James Comey and the rest of them sat on their hands and allowed America to be divided and to go through all this stuff and line them up. James Comey, the 51 intelligence officials, Hillary Clinton, the whole gang, John Kerry, just go on and count them all down. They've all contributed to this big mess that we're in the middle of. We got about a minute left. I'm going to leave the rest to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would say absolutely. Look, you know, the people who, you know, they say, oh, Trump's a big lie. Well, you know, and again, a lot of questions about what happened at the election of 2020. You could believe this was a total massive conspiracy to defeat Trump. You could believe this was just tremendous incompetence. At a minimum, this stuff was fishy and ought to be investigated. And then you look at the other big lie, which the left doesn't attack, which is this whole Russia hoax. Trump was a KGB agent, on and on and on.
Right.
They knew damn well that wasn't true. They knew that Hunter Biden's laptop was his laptop. These people lied about this. And guess what happened? Not only did we spend a lot of money investigating it, but think how divided the country was under Trump and how divided we remain, with half the country thinking he's a decent, wonderful president, the other half thinking this guy's basically a puppet of Vladimir Putin. Not a good situation, and nobody on the left has paid any price for that kind of skullduggery and that kind of un-American behavior.
It's time to bully the bullies, I say. He's the Manhattan base.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.